begin the current daf, Masechtas Nazir daf Chav Beis. We begin on the top line of the Yomit. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had asked, because it was related to one of the proofs seemingly was from the halacha of our Mishnah, what is the halacha when a baal, a husband, who has the ability to be mefer, to nullify the nedarim, the naziris of his wife, the yom shama, and the day that he hears about it, how does that halacha concept work? Is it me'ikara? Is he ikrit retroactively, like a chacham that's matar neder? It's like as if she never made the neder or the naziris in the first place? Or is it no, only mekanu labba? Is it what's called megas guys? He just chops it off linearly. It's going on the line, working towards her completion of 30 days. And then when he hears about it on day 15, boom, he just chops it off. But what was, was. And it was a valid naziris. What's the halacha? Is it ikr? Is it Miyaka Akar or is it Megas guys? That's why Gemara continues trying to bring a raya to this question. Tashma, we learn the Braisa. Ha'isha shenadjer b'nazar b'nitmes. If a woman took a vow of Naziris and she became Tamei. Now, v'achaka chavala baila. Then, after that, her husband for the first time heard about it and he was made for the ned. He says, no, I'm not going to stand for this. You're not a Nazira. So the halacha is, mevi'a chata sa'if. So the woman has to bring the chata sa'if that she brings for her Naziris. But ve'in mevi'a oila sa'if, but she doesn't bring her oila sa'if. Meaning there are two bird kabbalas that she has to bring when she becomes Temeah. There's a chatas and there's a oila. Now, since here that really she's not a nazira anymore because her husband was oikrit, but she has to bring the chatas sa'if, but she doesn't bring the oila sa'if. So the Gemara proves the point. Guys, if you would entertain to say that when the husband is made for a nether, it's only from here on, meaning what was, was. So then, Teisinam Oila Sa'if, then she should also bring the Oila Sa'if, not just the Chata Sa'if, because that means to say that she was a Nazira, well, only for 15 days, although usually it can't be, but the husband has that right to chop it off. So, and she became a Temeah. When you become a Temeah, you have to bring not only Chata Sa'if, but also an Oila Sa'if. And therefore, you can prove in the fact that she doesn't bring the Oila Sa'if, must be because the husband was Oikir Lamafreya, means to say she was never a Nazira to be a Nazira that became a Temeah to have to bring the Oila Sa'if. So on that, the Gemara says, wait, what are you trying to infer from this brisa? Then mi'akar akar, that the husband is oikrit l'mafreya retroactively. But that then is difficult, the other halacha. Well, then chata sa'if, na meloi taisi, then she shouldn't bring either a chata sa'if. Why are you bringing the chata sa'if? You're saying the oila sa'if, you prove from the fact that you don't bring it, must be it's oikrit l'mafreya. And what's with the chata sa'if? Why are you bringing? She was never nazira to be liable for the chata sa'if for becoming tamei. So that the Gemara says, no, that's not difficult. Hachinami, truth is that she shouldn't really be bringing the Chatzis Oif because he's Oikir L'mafrei, and that's why you don't bring the Oila Oif. But V'hamani, who is the town of this Bryce that says that even though the husband was Oikir L'mafrei, still the woman's going to bring the Chatzis Oif, that's going Rebbe Loza HaKaper. It's going like, this town is like Rebbe Loza HaKaper. Now, the reason being is that there's a certain leniency in general regarding a Chatzis Oif, which even if something that's negligible, something that normally you wouldn't usually bring it, but since there's a slight reasoning to, yes, bring it, we would bring it. For example, when we find that there's a suffix by a carbon, you don't usually bring it because you might be bringing chul nazar, but by chatzis, if you bring it ala suffix, so we find certain leniencies. So what the Gemara is saying that here also, you're right. Although he was oikir l'mafreya, and just like the oila sa'if or any other carbon, she's not going to bring anymore, the chatzis if too. But since she was Temeah before he retroactively made it that she was never Nazira, she was really a Nazira. And she became Temeah, and she has to bring the Chatzis Oif. So once she already had that obligation and designation to bring it, so then even though it was Oikil Mafreya, but there's something still here that we could excuse it enough, whereas we find leniencies by Chatzis Oif to have to bring it. Now, why would there be the reason why you would say Chatzis Oif would be a reasoning why she would have to bring it? Because the Tanakh within the Braisa, he says that in general, a person that is a Nazir, even though halachically you weren't really a Nazir retroactively, but you were at least for a few days, so that itself is sinful. And that's why we want you to bring the Chatzis Sa'if, even though retroactively you were never Nazir. Because he says, what does the pasuk mean when it says, the kind will atone for this person when they bring their Chatzis Sa'if and the Oila Sa'if? Mashal chata ala nefesh, from their sinning on their soul. Now the question is, chibi'eza nefesh chata zeh? With what soul did the person sin by being a nazir, and moreover being compounded in that naziris by becoming tamei and then extending that amount of naziris. Ella meshitzir asmim minayayin. The sin of this nazir is that they prevented themselves and pained themselves from partaking of wine. Now nikra chayte, that's called a sin because Hashem gave the things of the world what he said should be forbidden is forbidden. What not is permitted, and he wants the person to partake from that. So by not and saying that it's forbidden to you is a sin. Rabbi Elazar Kapper says, moreover, that this is a kavu chaymer where mazeh shleitzir atzma eleman ayayin nikra chayte, if a nazir, that the only thing they prevented from all the pleasures in the world was wine, and still the person is considered a sinner for that one thing. Hamitzar atzma be called davar alach has kama b'kama. If someone pains themselves and lives a life of forbidding the pleasures that Hashem wanted for that person, how much more so would the person be a sinner? But one thing that the Gemara is saying, that from this brisa, you could conclude that the husband is oikir lamafreya. That's why you don't bring the oilas oiv. Now, why do you bring the chadas oiv? That we see is because any so to speak, excuse that you could bring the chadas oiv, we will bring it. And since the person was in the zero before her husband was oikir, so therefore, as we find by Allah Safik, you're going to bring the chadas oiv. Now, however, tashema de tanya behadir. The Gemara now brings a different brisa that explicitly says the other way. The brisa says, Ha'isha shenajah ben nazir, a woman took a vow of naziris. B'shama chaverta v'amran v'ani, now her friend overheard her taking naziris, and he said, and me. Uvo b'ayla shal b'shayna v'hafala, now the husband of the first woman, who was the one that said, hareini nazir, he came along and he was made for her neder of naziris. So the halacha is, he muteris v'chaverta asura. The first woman is permitted now, because her husband was made for it, but the second one who said, and me, is going to be forbidden. So that the Gemara says, Shema Mino, what you can infer from this brisa is Baal, make his guys. Obviously, it is that the husband chops it off from here and on. Because if it was Oikir Lamafreya, the second one that says, and me, like you, it turns out halachically she never was in the zero. So the second one wouldn't be. From the fact that we're saying the second one is Asura, obviously it's because the first one did have a vow in the zeros up until day, let's say, 12 when the husband was made for it. And therefore, though the first one's permitted, the second one will be Asur. Because again, the Megis guys. Now, the Rush points out, although the previous Bryce says clearly, as we proved, that since you don't bring the Oila Sa'if, obviously the husband is Oikrit, and now we have a Bryce that says that he's Megis guy, is it? So, on that, the Rush says either must mean that the two Bryces actually are in dispute, or he says he could actually resolve that it's they're not arguing. And that is, although that we're proving from the second Bryce that the husband is Megis guy, is that it's only from here on. Still, you could explain the previous price halacha of that the woman's not going to bring the oila sa'if. The reason being is because the pasuk says vehezer, and then it says vehevi. In other words, when do you bring your karbanis? When you have to have vehezer, meaning that you have to start again your counting of your naziris. But this woman, who her husband was made for her naziris, even though you're right, she was tameya before he was made for it, but still there's no necessity of bringing the karbanis. The karbanis is not just an atonement for you becoming tameya. It's a way of resuming your new naziris, and now this woman's not resuming her new naziris, and that's why she's not going to bring her oila sa'if. Now the chata sa'if will be, like Rabbi Elazar HaKappa Bribi said, that's for a different reason because of the unique positioning of what the chata sa'if is, and therefore the Rosh says, the first brisa could also agree that, like the second brisa says explicitly, that the husband is megis guys, only mekan laba, and not oikir et lmafre. Now, the Gemara just concludes this brisa that we brought from it, a clear proof that the husband's megis guys. It says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Im amra la harini kamoisech. The second woman didn't say, va'ani and me. Rather, she says, and I want to be like you, then shtei mutaris. Then, if the husband is made for the nedda of the first woman, the second one will be permitted, even though we say megis guys. The reason being is, from the fact that she said, this type of terminology, that I want to be like you, which means to say, whatever you are doing, I want to be doing the same thing. And therefore, she's insinuating that if the first one's naziris will become batel, whatever it is, how through a husband or whatever, whatnot, that she also wants her neder of naziris to be batel, and then, although by va'ani, she will stay aser, but when she says, I want to be like you, then that means to say everything like you, meaning if you're going to have it mufer, then I also want my naziris to also be batel. And the Gemara continues, Amud Beis, continuing on this topic, that Marzutra Beredra of Mori Amr. Marzutra said that, hi, this discussion that we just had on Amud Aleph, regarding the question that we had, which was contingent on if you say Megis Gaius or Oikar Meikara, where you had a woman that took a neder of nazirs. Now her friend heard and she said, and me. Now the husband of the first one came along and it was mefer it. So he said, as the conclusion of the Gemara was, that from the second brisa, that if the husband is, when he's mefer it, he's megis gaizit. It's from here on, and therefore we said that although the first one will be permitted, the second one will be asur. So on that mazuta says that this halachic discussion, Hainu de Rami Bachama, could resolve and answer the question that Rami Bachama had asked, which is brought in the first paragraph of Masechtas Nedarim. The boy Rami Bachama had asked the following question, which this is on the foundation of the halacha of Hatfasa, which is that a person can make a neder either by saying the neder straight out, or he could transfer something that's forbidden as a neder and say that this other thing is like that thing. As Rami Bachama explains, says, and he asks a unique halachic question in this halacha of Hatfasa. Says, Harei kibsar zevach shlamim. Let's say somebody says, I want this piece of meat to be like the meat of the carbon of shlamim. In other words, he has in front of him a piece of meat of shlamim, and he also has a regular non-kachim, a chulin, an unconsecrated piece of meat in front of him. So two pieces of meat in front of him, and he says, I want this to be like that one. Which, what's this like that one? This, the regular piece of meat, to be like this one, which is the carbon shlamim meat. Maha, what's the halacha? So what's the question? So the Gemara explains. Ki mitvis inish, when the person does hatfas again, which is transferring the status of one thing to another thing, is it bi'ikara matvis? Is it that the person is going on the primary status, its original status? In other words, what does you mean like this piece of shlamim meat? Like the shlamim was before its blood was thrown and it was forbidden for anyone to consume. So hence, you want to take the neder status of that shlamim, because how does a carbon become a shlamim? How does any carbon become a carbon? Is that the person makes a neder, he vows that this is going to be this carbon, and that is something that you could be matfis on. Hatfasa only works to transfer something that itself became forbidden based on a neder, and now you want to say this other thing should also have that same halachic status of a neder. So is it that you're going in its primary original status of when it was forbidden before the bloods were thrown on the Mizbeach? And therefore this other piece of meat will also be forbidden as a nether, which is like kainim, which you make something like a carbon. Or maybe it's non-matfis, or maybe the person is transferring its permitted status, which meaning to say right now the piece of meat is possibly, as we're going to see, that's the discussion between the Gemara and the Dharma and our Gemara over here, but the status that it could have after the bloods are thrown, where then actually the meat of even the carbon shlamim is permitted to consume. It's not forbidden, as one would say, a neder, that you want something to be forbidden to you as a neder. It actually would be permitted. Now the term bitznana literally means when it's cold, but the Gemara is here utilizing it in the way of at the end, because anything that's hot, which is what it is, like hot meaning that's the neder, gets cold at the end. So therefore, the discussion here regarding the woman who says va'ani and me would be the same type of thing. When she says, I want to be, and me, the first woman says, I'm a nazir, and the second one says, and me. So, do we say that she's being matfis? That's what she's doing. She's transferring the first woman's naziris to herself. Is she transferring me'ikara, meaning what the woman is before her husband comes and is being mefer, and therefore then she's going to be asr? Or do we say that, no, she's being matfis bitznona, meaning what the woman is going to be like, even after the hafar, and then she's going to be permitted. That's the discussion that we have here between these two different cases. Now, essentially, what the Mazutra is trying to say is that regarding this question of Rami Bachama, the Rush explains that here it's actually talking about what does it mean that you have the carbon shlamim side by side with another piece of meat. It's that he's being matvisit before the bloods were even thrown on the Mizbeach. And then the bloods are thrown. So then the question is, when the person is matfis, so is it being done in mi'ikara? In other words, in its state that it is right now, which right now the bloods weren't thrown, and therefore obviously trying to transfer its nether status, and you're saying this other piece of meat is forbidden, or maybe the question is it bitznana matfis? That is, since the person knows that ultimately this blood of this carbon shlum is going to be thrown maybe the next few hours. Now, but the thing is, so that was the question of Rami Bachama. That's how the Gemara is understanding it over here. When the person is being matfis, the carbon shlumim, which is before this week is down, is it be ikaraka matfis, what it's like right now, Or is it b'tznan l'kamatzvitz? Is it what it's going to be in a few hours, which you know it's going to be permitted, and that's what you want this other piece of meat to be like. Now, so therefore, Marzurta says, what we see from our sugya is that obviously, we're saying that the conclusion is the husband is Megis Gaius, so that's why the other woman we said is Chavert is going to be Asura, so we can infer from there that be Karaka Matvis. Why? Because this second woman knows that at the end, this first woman could be permitted also through the Hafara of her husband. And from the fact that the Brisa says, in spite of that, when her husband comes along and is Mefrit, although the first woman's mutter, the second one's going to be Asur, obviously it's because she's going in what the woman's like right now, which is Bikaraka Matvis, which is in her forbidden status as Nazira, in spite of the fact that she knows in a few hours she could be permitted with her husband's Hafara. And it's therefore it's not Bitsnan the Kamatvis, rather it's Bikar, what it's like right now. Same thing over here when you have a carbon shlamim and a regular piece of meat side by side, and the bloods weren't thrown yet, although you know that the bloods could be thrown in the next few hours. And then that carbon shlamim itself would be permitted, and you're transferring that. We don't say what it's going to be like is what you're transferring, but rather what its forbidden status right now is what it's transferring, and therefore that would resolve Rambam Chama's question that the other non-kachan piece of meat will be forbidden as it is Bikar. Now one thing again the Rush points out is that the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim makes it sound like that actually Rambam Chama's question is actually where the shlamim piece of meat was already after the bloods were thrown. And one could see from that whole sugi over there that it's obvious it's after the Zirkas Adam. And whereas our sugi is making it sound like Rama Bachama from the fact that it's Marzut is comparing it to our sugi with the woman that is talking about before the bloods were thrown. So on that, the Rasha is not so difficult because this concept of if it was before the Zirkas Adam or after wasn't from the text of Rama Bachama's original question. Rabbi Bachama just asked the question in general. He said, you have a carbon shlam on one side and a regular piece of meat on the other side. And he says, Zek is there, what's the halacha? Now, the sugi in Masechtas Nedarim holds that his question was told after the bloods were thrown. And that's why that's why it says over there that the question of Rabbi Bachama was La'acha Zrikamahu, because that's how they interpret his question. But our sugi over here learns that his question was before the Zrikas Adam, and as the Rosh brings proof that we find such a precedent for this, where someone, an Amayr, could ask a certain question, and then in one sugya could be interpreted that he meant one thing, and another one that was interpreted another thing. But one thing is that Mazutra Bereder Rav Mori was learning his question before the Zirkas Adam, and hence he said that parallels our Braisa, which comes out Megis Gaius, and says that the Chavert is going to be Asura, obviously it's because she's Be'ikar Kamatfes, and not Bitznan, and not at the end, and therefore that would answer Rambam Chama's question. Now, that the Gemara asks on Marzutra's parallel, and he says, me, dummy, can you really compare the two things? Meaning Rambam Bachama's question and our Brice over here? Hasam over there by Rambam Bachama. Kiman do Amar Hareya like Kipasar Zebach Shlomo. When the person says, I want this regular piece of meat to be like this meat of the carbon shlomim. Now, Avagav Dili Achash and Nizrik Dami. Although, yes, it's none of what we call at the end. When the bloods of the carbon shlomim is going to be thrown in the Mizbeach. Matzi ochale bachutz, then it's permitted to eat the carbon shlamim, meaning in Yerushalayim. Now the thing is, but mikdash kaddish, however, is that it's still going to be sanctified. There are certain halachas that still apply to the carbon shlamim even after the bloods were thrown. Now therefore, by Rambam Chama, you could say that the person who made the nether made an error. He thought that you could do hatfasa, you could transfer a sanctity of a shlamim even after its bloods were thrown. Now that's why Rambam Chama had a question to say that maybe Bitznan the Kamatvas, maybe the person was meant for the status that the Shlam is going to be like in a few hours and the bloods are thrown, that's what I want this other piece of meat to be like that too. Now, therefore, since that was his intention, he thought that there would be a certain sanctity of Atfasa. That really in reality is not like that, because once the bloods are thrown, then there's no more Neder status in it anymore, because then it would be forbidden even to the Kahanim and for other people, but it's permitted then. But again, it makes sense why the person would have thought, and that's part of Rambam Chama's question, that Bitznan the Kamatvas, meaning at the end. But Aval Hacha, but ask the Gemara, but it'll be here in our Sugya, Isa Gedeitech Bitznan the Kamatvas. If you would entertain to say that the woman who says Va'ani means the first woman's status of the end, that's what she wants to be like, but Ha'hafer La Baila. But the thing is that her husband is made for her neder. And therefore, if the husband is made for the nether, it's you can't compare the two. In other words, you can't say that the second woman made a mistake and thought that she could be matzvis bitznana, because what does that mean? She wanted to be how the woman's going to be at the end in those few hours when the husband's made for the nether. When the husband's made for the nether, there's nothing. There's no halachic status of a nether or a nazir whatsoever. Now, therefore, so it definitely can't be in our sugya bitznana kamatvis. So therefore, the Rush concludes, and what the Gemara is saying is that even if we say over here that bikara kamatvis, you're right. You want to prove over here that it's not bitznana kamatvis, but bikara kamatvis, that still wouldn't resolve Rambam Chama's question, because by Rambam Chama you could say bitznana kamatvis. Now, by Rambam Chama it makes sense why the person who's trying to be matvis to shlama meat, to regular meat, why he would think that he wants it to be how it's going to be like in a few hours, because he thinks that there's something to transfer even of Kedusha. But really, it's not enough, because it's not going to be a nether type of Kedusha. It's going to be a different type of Kedusha, which is not going to make the other piece of meat forbidden. But over here, yes, you're right. When we said the husband's megis gayas, and therefore the second woman who says vani is going to be asura because it's mikar kamatvis, she wasn't trying to be matvis how she's going to be at the end, which is permitted, because it doesn't make sense. How could she try to be matvis and say, I'm going to be like you? I'm going to be like you and what? There's nothing to transfer. At the end, after the husband's mefer, there's no issur, there's no kedusha, there's nothing there. So that's why the Gemara says that there's no comparison what Marzut is trying to do. It still wouldn't resolve the question of Rambam Bacham. Now, you could argue that those that say that, no, Haine de Rambam Bacham Avadeh, this definitely is the same question as Rambam Bacham. And there's no reason to differentiate between the two of them. And therefore, since over here by the woman, that we say bikar kamatvis, therefore they hold that the same thing would apply but Rambam Bachama, and therefore that would resolve Rambam Bachama's question. And we see bikar kamatvis, and therefore this person who is being matvis to shlamim meat before the bloods are thrown does not mean what it's going to be like in a few hours when the bloods are thrown, and therefore permitted, but rather it's going to be forbidden as it is right now. Now the Gemara continues in a related discussion of this, where there's one woman taking the zeris and another woman says something to the fact that she wants to be like the first woman. So the Gemara asks, Amr La. So let's say the second woman says to the first one, Hareini Nazira b'ikvayach. I want to be a Nazira in your footsteps. Ma, what's that halacha? So the Gemara explains, in other words, you have to know what to translate. What does it mean b'ikvayach? Which literally means in your heels, in your footsteps. So Hareini b'ikvayach, what does it mean I want to be in your footsteps? B'kula milsa, b'shari, I want to be exactly like you. And hence, then she's permitted. In other words, because when she says b'ikvayach, as we find the pasuk Tishufenu Aki, we find that it means the end. So in other words, she's saying that whatever you're going to end up being like, meaning if your husband's made for your neder, and I want to be like that too, and therefore she's going to be permitted when the first woman's husband is made for it. Oidim, or maybe that when she says Bekvayach, it's like what would mean your primary status, which we find where Hashem says, Ikva Shashama Avram Bekaili, which means that his primary status, meaning what he always was, on that, and therefore what she means to say is that I want your primary status, which is before your husband's made for the nether, and therefore she would be usher even when the husband of the first one is made for the first one's nether, because as we said, it's Megis Gaius. So it's from there on. Therefore, what she originally was, she was a Nazira. So when she says Bikvayach, how do we define Bikvayach? Does it mean what she is going to be, which therefore that's permitted, because the husband is going to be made for it, or is what you originally was, which was Asura, and therefore the second one will be Asura. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's resolve this from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Isha shenadju b'nazir, a woman took a vow of Naziris. B'shama b'aylov v'amar v'ani. Now the husband heard, and he says, and me. So the Mishnah said, Ein yachal hafer. He can't be made for the neder. Now the Gemara assumes right now that since it's within the husband's ability to be made for her neder, so essentially when he says, and me, it's like he's saying b'ikvayich. Why? Because her end, the end of a nether, depends on him. And he's saying, and me. So he's saying, I want to be how you're going to be ending up, because that's really what I am. I get to decide what that's going to be. And I want to be like that. So the Gemara assumes right now, Vani is like Big Fire. Now, therefore the Gemara says, V'isla g'day tach kiyam Allah harein Big Fire. Now, if you were entertained to say that when the second woman says, I want to be in your footsteps, be'ikar kamatfiz, that she wants to be how she primarily was, then then the question really is that why does the Mishnah say that the husband can't be made for the nether? Why not? Why can't he just be made for hers and his will stay? Because when he's made for her nether, his neder is not going to become batel because, as we said before, it's megis gaiz. It's from here on. Now, if it's from here on and he's being matfis himself from her, which she originally was, because we're saying it's bikvayach, which we're saying that could be from the beginning, so then what's the problem with him being made for her neder? Elalav shma minod, rather, we could infer from here that bikula de milsa matfis, there must be that when he is being matfis in her neder, when he's saying va'ani, which again we're saying is the equivalent of bikvayach, is he wants to be how she's going to end up being. Now then the problem is, if he's going to be made for her neder, then his neder also will be nullified because he says he wants to be how she's going to end up and she's ending up without a neder. Now that's a problem because, as the pasuk says, Layachad Devarei, a person cannot be made for their own neder. And here, indirectly, he's going to be made for his own neder by being made for hers, which then his falls apart. Now, V'hilka chudulei matzi mefer. Now, that's why he can't be made for, because he's going to be made for his own neder. But what we see is that Isha de Amar, when a woman tells another woman, I want to be in your footsteps, he namim muteres, that she is also going to be permitted, because we see bekfayach means at the end, not what it is in the beginning, because it was in the beginning, then why can't the husband, in this case Vani, be made for the neder of his wife, where she'll be permitted, but he'll be still forbidden? Nothing more says loy. No right. Loy lam bi kar matfis, we could say that the husband is matfis what it primarily is, and not what it's at the end. Now, v'hacha over here, in the case of the Mishnah, kiven da amala vani, the reason why it's problematic when he says vani, is not because when he says vani, then he's dependent on hers, and then when he's matter hers, his will become permitted, and that's a problem. No, it's for a different reason. When he says ani, it's ka'imr ka'im lechidami, it's like he's saying, I want to validate the neder that you took, because he's saying, obviously I agree, because I want to be the same thing like you. Now, that is what the Gemara says, you're right. If he goes to a chacham and is shoyel, he wants to undo his validation of her neder of Naziris, then yes, he would undo the hakama, which you could do, and then he would be back to status quo, where he could then be mefer her neder of Naziris, because there's no problem. Because only hers will be permitted, and his will still be forbidden, because he's matfis bi'ikara. We could say bi'kvayach means what it is bi'ikarcha in the beginning, not b'saifach. But v'ilaylay, what the Mishnah was saying was that, but if you're not shalom yakama, the default position when you say vani is that you're mekayimit, then you can't go ahead and be made for the neder anymore. Again, not because then his will be nullified too, and it's loyach devari, but rather because vani is itself considered a kiyum, and therefore the Gemara doesn't resolve the question what's the halacha by bikvayich. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that if a man says hareini nazir, says I'm a nazir, and he says va'at, he says to his wife and you. The Amr Amen, and she says yes, she agrees. Then the halacha is made for Eshalah. He could be made for her neder, v'shaloi kaim, but his he could maintain. And the reason being is because her neder is contingent on his, but his is not contingent on hers. So therefore, he can be made for hers, and his still remains, and that's not a problem. Because if his was dependent on hers, again, that would be a problem of being made for hers, because then he'd be made for his own, which you cannot do. Now, however, the Gemara asks for a minu. The Gemara asks on this halacha, the Mishnah, from the following brisa. The Brisa says, seemingly the same case, Hareini Nazir Va'at, if the husband says, I'm a Nazir, and you, Va'amr Amin, she says, yes. So Shnei Masurin, they're both forbidden. It doesn't say that he can be made for his, he can be made for hers, and his will maintain. It says they're both forbidden. Now moreover, V'im Lav, and if not, meaning if she doesn't say Amen, she doesn't agree to becoming a Nazira, then Shnei Mutarin. They're actually both permitted, and the reason being is because he didn't want to be a Nazir if she doesn't want to join him on this voyage, this destiny of being a Nazir too. As the Brisa says, Neshatala Nidra Benidra, because he made his neder dependent on her neder. Now, the reason why this contradicts our Mishnah is on a few levels, but we see that he is inseparable from her. If she's going to be a Nazira, then he'll be a Nazir. If she's not, he's not. Problem is, our Mishnah made it sound like that they could divide, and that is he could be made for her neder and of Naziris, and his could be maintained. But the Brisa makes it sound like that no, if she says yes, then they're both aser and that it can't be separated. On that, Amar Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says no, Tani, you have to amend the Reisha, which is really just extending the halacha. Is that made for Eshalah v'shalai kaim? That yes, really it's essentially the same halacha as our Mishnah. When she says yes, they're both going to be Aser. But then there's another step to this halacha, which is, but still, he could be made for her neder, and his could be maintained, because the halacha is that although they both took a neder of Naziris, he could still be made for hers, because she was dependent on him, but he wasn't dependent on her. Now, the Rosh, however, does point out, although the end of the Braisa sounds like, where it ends off this concept of, because he's toila his neder on her neder, which is that if she doesn't say amen, they're both going to be permitted, that seemingly contradicts this concept that we're saying, where that they are separate, that she could be without a neder of Naziris, but he'll be maintaining that. The end of the Braisa makes it sound like that, no, that if she doesn't agree to it, meaning if she doesn't have a neder of Naziris, he also doesn't want to be in this. But our Mishnah and the way we're amending the Braisa sounds like that, no, he could be made for her, she'll be without it, but he'll maintain the Naziris. So on that, the Rosh says, what you could say is that most definitely, the acceptance of the Naziris, he said, look, I'm only going into this if you go into this. Therefore, if she doesn't accept the Naziris, he's also not going to be a Nazir. But if she already accepted the Naziris on her, then he did not make contingent the exclusion of her neder for his neder. In other words, yes, regarding accepting it, the Braisa said he was toiling his neder in her neder. I'm not going into this unless you go into this. So if she says amen, we're both in, but he could be made for her neder and he'll maintain it. But the end of the Braisa was saying that, but if you don't go into it, I'm not either going into it. But that's only regarding the Kabbalah. But regarding the Hafkah of the neder, of getting out of the neder, that he didn't say will be contingent his neder on her neder, and that's why he could be made for her neder, but maintain his neder, and therefore, it's not a violation of loyachal devar. That was Rabbi Huda's resolution. Bayam, he says, no, afilatema kediktani, you don't have to amend the brisa. You could even say the way we learned it, that the brisa was, kigain de ka'amar law, but the thing is that, although they both sound like they're saying the same words, it's actually, the intonation is actually different between the two. Which is, in the brisa, he said to her, Hareini Nazir Va'at, I'm a Nazir and you. That is, as the Braisa says, the Kotoli Nidra bin Nidra. He's making it dependent one on the other. And you're right. Regarding such a case of the Braisa, he can't just be made for her Nadir and maintain his Nadir. They both have to be Asr or they're both going to be permitted. Because he said, I am and you are. If you're not, then neither am I. Because that was part and parcel of his acceptance of his Naziris. Now, however, as we continue, Tabachov Gimel Mal Aleph, but the case of the Mishnah was talking about, Kagoin da Amala Hareini Nazir. He tells his wife, I am a Nazir. Now, Va'at Mai, when regarding his wife, he said, and what about you? In other words, he was asking her, what do you think? Are you also going to jump in with me and be in Nazira? But not that he was making it dependent on hers. That's why Mishamachi made for a Shalav, a Shalakan. That's why our Mishnah says he can be made for her Nether and his can be maintained because he's saying, I'm accepting. But what about you? And she could, yes, join or not join. And if she joins, he could still be made for hers, and his wouldn't fall out the window. Meaning, yes, the case of the Braisa would be that he cannot be made for Eshaloi, and Eshaloi of Eshaloi Kain. Now, but that doesn't contradict the halacha of the Mishnah, because they were said in different ways. Although it's the same words. And the Braisa was, me and you. No you, not me. And the Mishnah wasn't. It was, me, and how about you? Va'atmai. And you could join. But if you go out, fine, you go out, but again, I will still maintain my Naziris, and that's why it's not a problem of being made for Eshalah v'shaloi kai.